This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show yesterday. Quite a bit more pleasant than the last couple of days had been. You know, we were talking about a 5-degree drop. I think it was more like 15 degrees. It's still a nice warm day. Did you find at your house? We actually didn't even bother with the AC that doesn't work.
Oh, no, anyway. It was hotter than hell where I live.
And really?
In fact, yeah, oh, yeah. And I went out with my oldest kid for a bike ride at around 3 p.m.
Oh, my God.
And it was like riding on the sun. It was really hot. We were really, really
well, I'm
hot.
Sorry. Maybe you'll get some relief today. Yeah.
I know that we do have relief coming for everyone in the Bay Area today as opposed to just certain spots. But absolutely, it was hot yesterday. And we did have the air on for sure.
Funny.
It was hot.
It was in the 80s, but it was nothing like it was the last couple of days. Hopefully it heads your way.
Today's the break. Absolutely. And then we've got possible rain.
Yeah. Which is unusual.
Not today, but as we head into the weekend, there's a chance for rain. So, and thunder showers or whatever.
That's exciting. Mm-hmm. Thunder and lightning.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. They gave extra financial support, Fremont Bank did, to employees who can't work from home because they continue to provide essential services in their branches and offices. Fremont Bank brings you this report. Thank you.
I like that. I'm happy to sing their praises.
Me too. All right, so where to begin? There's a lot of stuff to get to here this morning as we get started. So one of the big headlines is the U.S. has officially passed more than 100,000 deaths from coronavirus. I don't mean to do those. I try to stay away from the numbers, but that seems to be a major thing, in part because it's way more than any other country in the world.
Yep.
And that's weird because I would have thought China would have seen more than us.
Right.
But I guess...
Well, who knows
their
what
government
really
works.
Happens in China?
Right. No, and they also have much more, you know, we tend to believe we have freedoms. And if you tell us that we can't do something, we double check that you are allowed to tell us we can't do that. Yeah. Hold on a minute. You're infringing upon my freedoms as an American. Mm-hmm. Let me get my gun. So I don't know if that's one of the reasons or what, but I do think that I was surprised to hear that we have so much more than any place else. I also, if you remember, Italy was like absolutely devastated by this, and yet we're okay.
Well, I don't know what the population of Italy is. Maybe it's just like a per capita thing, but aren't we 28% of all deaths from?
I don't have that in front of me now.
It was some astounding number because when you think about all the countries in the entire world, how is our 100,000 28%?
Right. Fauci spoke yesterday and made another plea for everyone to wear the masks. And he says very plainly that this is a great way to keep yourself safe, but also a way to show respect for another person.
Yeah.
He also said he thinks there's a really good chance we're going to have a vaccine before the end of the year, which is like record-breaking speed. So that's good news.
That would be huge.
On that front, There are announcements that Vegas plans to reopen on June 4th. They're okay. ready to go, and they're ready. They want you. So
well, listen,
get ready.
They need you because, you know, the economy is based on people coming there and touching their things, their chips.
What they've put out there is there are going to be strict rules in place, including a temperature check upon walking into any one of their many hotel casinos. That includes Caesars and Bellagio and MGM Grand and Wynn. They all want to be in business, though, on June 4th. So that's the plan. There'll be temperature checks. They'll have masks available for you. All employees will be required to wear masks. So they don't mean to be rude. That's just the way it's going to be.
I don't see how that's rude.
They'll be trying to keep social distancing in place. So there will be crowd police. And then you'll also have some serious reminders of distancing if you try to get in and into a restaurant or anything like that. They're going to have, whether they're X-ing out tables or however they're going to do that,
right.
That's going
to
be the new
I can't wait to
operation.
See how it goes, Vin. When is this again? June 4th?
June 4th, and Disney's got their eyes on July. So Disney is one of those companies with a pretty good reputation for delivering the best possible experience on a daily basis to families everywhere. So it's going to be interesting what they have to put in place. I've heard people say, you can't ask me to put on a mask. You know, there's all the online responses, and Disney is going to ask you to wear a mask. You can bet on that. So what they don't need is trouble. They've got a pretty stellar reputation, and they don't want to tarnish it. So,
you know, it'll be interesting, though, because obviously quite a bit of their real estate's in Florida, where the casual attitude toward this is quite astounding. Although, I suppose, you know, when you think about Disney World, people are traveling there to, like, first of all, most of these people have to get on a plane to get there. You know, it's not necessarily that the locals are going, so maybe it will be easier. I was going to say, there's a lot of, like, bravado, like, I don't need that. There's a hoax, and I ain't putting no mask on my face.
Well, you know what made me think of that first was you told me the Flo Rida story about the testing van, and I thought, it doesn't seem like that's the best place for that van. Like, it'd probably go over great in California, but I'm wondering if Flo Rida didn't just throw $1 million away.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know if it's going to go over in Florida. But anyway, the bottom line is Disney's got their eyes on July. And for those of you in the Bay Area who know, and I'm going to slow myself down for a second and say it correctly. Not La Taqueria, the famous burrito place in the Mission. They're already back open and serving. So if you're in the mood, they have, you know, it's going to take longer. There's going to be big lines, bigger than even normal, I would bet. And there's always lines there. But you'll be able to get a burrito, which is nice.
That is a joy to be able to get a burrito.
Yep, absolutely. So there's some of the reopening stuff. I just thought Vegas, all right, I'm not going, but good for the people who really need that.
Yeah.
You know?
There are people who really do.
That's right. SpaceX was big news yesterday as there was a planned launch and it was canceled due to weather. So were you watching any of that broadcast?
I was.
You were pretty busy.
I was had it on, but I couldn't listen to it because I had people, you know, we were doing a recording session. So I, you know, my kid texts me, hey, mom, it's about to happen. And I put it up on my phone and I have it ready to go and I'm watching it and I'm like, boy, you can't tell if they're in space or not. That's weird. And then I find out later that didn't happen.
Right. No,
I'm looking at it and looking at it and looking at it. And then I turned it off and didn't realize
it looks like 20, although they probably had some idea they weren't going to be able to launch due to weather, about 20 something minutes before they finally called it off. So it's been canceled. Their next try is this Saturday. So this weekend around, I think it's noon Pacific time. The article I was just,
or something, right?
Yeah. The article I was just reading wasn't saying specifically Eastern or Pacific time, but I'm pretty sure it's around noon. 12:22 was the time.
That they
had 3:22 listed. So I think it's
right. And if it's Florida time, is that what they're taking off from Florida? Is it Cape Canaveral or whatever? Yeah. Oh, I'm glad I'll get to see it because I thought
today
I didn't get to see that at all.
Is National Burger Day. So if you want to join the world in a celebration of burgers, today's your day. 73%. It's pretty universal. Americans like burgers.
Well, what's not to like? Even if it's a veggie burger, you know, you don't have to have meat. I eat those burgers.
I like those things, by the way.
They're good, aren't they? Oh, yep. My God. You get the spicy ones?
I do.
Those
and
are good.
By the way,
the chicken style ones.
I'll just fork those things.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'm like, this is a choice that I can make over meat even. Like,
yeah,
I
don't need the bun. I don't need I'll put some Tabasco on a plate and then make one of those and just fork it, dip it.
Oh, I like it smeared with a little avo on there, and I like the bun. Hey, it's QORN.
Yes.
And but John says, stop talking about it on your show because they're always sold out now.
Well, there's a lot of alternative foods that are we drink this milk called Ripple.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It sells out so fast that, you know, when you find it, then you're that hoarder guy.
Then
you're
buying it out. Oh, well, I never see this.
It's mostly for my kids. My first kid drank so much cow milk, and we don't know if that had anything to do with some of the issues or brought on the issues sooner. We don't know, but she drank a lot of, like, too much, probably. Like, she loved it.
You know. Well, you know, kids and milk. There it is, you know. Yeah. Here, have a bottle of milk.
Right. So what we've done is switch the second kid over to this Ripple stuff, and she's fine with it, and now we're good, but it's
What's
hard
it,
to keep.
Is it rice?
Milk. It's pea protein.
You said that. Pea protein. Mm-hmm. And you like it. Does it taste like milk?
I only have ever really used milk for cereal and dipping cookies. And for those purposes, it's fine. Oh. It's perfect. So, you know.
So the taste of pea doesn't ruin the taste of the cookie.
It doesn't taste like pea, no.
It doesn't, because it's made of peas, so.
I know, but it's not
there
green.
There would be a pea flavor.
No, there's no pea flavor. I don't know what to say about it other than I've just gone with the flow on this. Mm-hmm. Anyway, today's National Burger Day. The most popular way to have them cooked is well done. What?
Is that a food safety thing? Are they trying to put it out there that they want to? I don't want it raw inside, I'll tell you that. Have you ever had that where you bite into it and you're like, this is just ground beef that hasn't been cooked?
At a restaurant, I had that happen and just, I spit the bite out because, you know, when you bite and then you look inside the burger right as you're taking it away from it, I spit it out, push the plate away, and I couldn't eat. They went, we'll make you another. We're so sorry. I'm like, I can't eat even if you bring me the best burger in the world. I'm done.
Bring me a sundae.
Thanks.
I'll eat that.
Right. Anyway,
yeah,
today's...
it's so gushy.
Ugh. Yeah, it's gross. It's raw, of course.
I want it to be pink. I don't want it to be gray all the way through. But not raw. Ugh.
Yeah, no, I don't. I'm with you. How about a fast fact? Let's do a couple of these real quick.
I love fast facts.
Fast facts. The first ever cell phone call was placed on April 3rd, 1973, when one of the engineers at Motorola who built the phone walked out onto a street and called a competitor at AT&T to brag that he was talking on his mobile phone.
Oh, my God.
We beat you.
That's so funny.
Isn't that classic?
It actually seems early, doesn't it? Like, I think my dad got a mobile phone that was in his car. Like, it was installed, though, in his car. Remember that?
Right, yep.
And I want to say that was maybe, like, early 80s. But he was, you know, the thing was, it was so stupid because he would, you know, It wasn't like he took it into work with him or anything. So every day, he'd like call my mom. But then we'd be on the phone. He'd be like, okay, this is getting expensive. I got to hang up. Blah, blah. I'm like, what is that thing even for?
Right. No, we had the first radio station I worked at, which I started radio in the 90s. So it was, but that had a phone. The van had a phone installed in it.
Yeah.
So you could do a call.
Back to
but
the
even
station,
then, in the 90s, it was installed in the, it wasn't really a mobile phone in the
funny.
Way that we know them. So I think that your dad was, I don't know what his deal was, what his fascination or need for that was, but he was very early.
He just wanted to be the coolest guy. That's all.
Oh, you okay.
Know? He had this like cool car and he put it in the, you know, put in the cool phone.
Well, he's got a hot model wife known as Cocoa
sure.
Butter Thighs.
I mean, he's got to have it all. Look at his hot kids. I mean.
Right.
Well, me
what?
Anyway.
Okay. You know. The guy who invented Pokemon
yes.
got the idea for the game where you collected rare monsters because he collected bugs as a kid.
Oh.
That's the...
I had a bug collection when I was a kid.
You did?
Yeah, I used to like it. Just, you know, for a few months, you get sick of it. And then plus you get a bunch of dead bugs in your room. And I entered my butterfly collection in the county fair.
You did?
Yeah.
I never heard this story.
We used to enter stuff in the county fair. You know that if you bake a muffin, you can enter it in the county fair? Like, you can enter anything. And I think that
don't know that.
Yeah, you can. It's a total thing. Like, you can enter it because don't you ever walk through, like, the exhibition halls? And you probably don't. You can see people's quilting. You see, like, they submit the tomato that they grew or the...
Nah.
You know, the pie that they baked. And in a lot of them, there'll be multiple entries. But, like, I think I was the only one with a bug collection. And so I won first prize, you know.
Oh, it was, all right.
Right. They give out ribbons, and it's on display. So people walk through, and they see who did it. And it
wow.
Fun.
You're the only young lady in your little town that – only person – forget about lady – that put a bug collection together.
In the county. It was the county fair, not just the town fair, Vin.
Big.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Love to hear from you guys. What's up with you today? What are you doing?
Yeah. How you beating the heat?
925 says, good morning. Can you please congratulate the eighth graders from Wells Middle School in Dublin? Today is
Dublin!
Their graduation. You know what? Congratulations to everybody who's finishing up this week. I know it's sort of bittersweet to be leaving school when
it
you left 2 months ago.
Year, right?
But you know, you still have the summer off in whatever capacity that's going to look. I don't know. All right. Have you guys heard if the temperature checks can be affected by just being hot? For example, if you're walking the Vegas Strip, no
kidding.
I was
thinking the same thing, Vinny.
And it's 95 outside, you're going
to be
hot.
My grandma's getting a little flushed.
If they check your forehead temp, will it report higher? That seems to be a problem. I'm sure they're going to figure out how to put you in a spot to cool you off and get you, you know, normalized before they check you. They want you.
Yeah, of course they do. They'll figure out how to get you in there. Let's put you in an ice bath and see if that gets your temperature down.
Right.
We're going to need your wallet to be open in a minute, Nana. So let's get you cooled down. Hey, you know what I was thinking? Like you mentioned Caesar's Palace.
Yeah.
I can think offhand of 12 different ways to get into that hotel and casino. Like, and it's crowded. All that, like, Caesars, I'm sure all of them. That seems, but I remember, like, trying to work my way down that kind of the forum. Is that what they call it? The thing with all the shops. Like, that place is so GD crowded. Can you imagine waiting out in the Nevada in the Las Vegas sun to get your temperature taken to try to get in, just to get into this place? Like, you know what?
I have to believe that they're going to figure out a way to make it work.
Let's hope so.
To where people don't go, this is ridiculous. I'm out of here.
Stroking out in the sun. This, I can't handle it.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to have to figure it out.
I'm going to sit down in the shade.
They're already doing these closed, you know, where you've got multiple entrances. They're closing them. And just making everyone funnel through one or two or, you know, they're even doing that at groceries. You know, they're just not going to let you come in from all directions. So that'll just be the way that goes. Let's see. 510. Hey, Sarah and Vin, just wanted to share an amazing find. Modern Love. true stories of all different loves in people's lives. Best show I've seen in years.
Oh. Modern Love, huh?
Modern Love.
Modern Love. Yeah, that sounds like something that I'll watch, but not Vinny.
Yeah, I want no part of that.
If you're going to watch Modern Love, you might as well watch Love Actually.
I mean, that's all different kinds of love.
Yeah,
no thanks. Anyway, no, did you watch Lovebirds yet?
No, you're too busy, aren't you? What I need to do is this weekend, and also I need to trick my family into watching it because they never want to watch anything I want to watch. Although, The Invisible Man was so good that that might have upped my cred.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I'm hoping, you know.
Hey, what's coming up in the trash?
I'm going to start with some sentencing for the bad people. Book sales.
All right.
Fascinating. And HBO Max. It's here, people. Here's what you need to know after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.